It's brand new, season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Polly Howard on VSiN.
Here we go. Welcome in. This is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Polly Howard, live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. Busy show lined up over the next 3 hours. Tons of college basketball and NFL today. Josh Applebaum on the program in 30 minutes. VSiN betting analyst on today's card. Michael Lombardi in an hour. We could probably talk to him for an hour today. There is so much going on in the NFL. Jeff Seely on a loaded field at the Players' Championship in 90 minutes. And one more spot with Richard Roper, a longtime film critic, on maybe some final bets to make on the Academy Awards before the Oscars are on full display on Sunday night. And Paulie, we have to begin today with the NFL again, as massive news every single day this time of year. They really get their dream here, don't they, with the news cycle, basically how they just dominate. I mean, we have March Madness going on. You have all this other stuff that's happening. Nope, NFL remains king. And the Lamar Jackson news, as a surprise, I think, to basically nobody, they did slap that non-exclusive deal on Lamar Jackson, which means now it's open for business to teams in the league if they want to sign him to a deal, talk to him, agree to something. But now you're telling me the instant reaction yesterday was from all of these here's the key. All of these quarterback needy teams instantly came out and said, nope, we have no interest in Lamar Jackson. What on earth happened yesterday?
Yep. Disturbing, disgusting, calculated. It's blatant collusion. It's absolutely absurd they're doing this right now. That a former MVP's available, and they all came out, calculated, at around the same time. Nope, not interested.
They made it a point to get their message across as soon as we found out the news with the non-exclusive.
Yes, correct. And you could get a former MVP and one of the best quarterbacks in the league at a young age for less than Watson and Wilson. And he makes less money than Danny Dimes. Think about that. Danny Dimes has stunk his whole career. The guy just got $160 million. They were going to move on from him going into this year if he didn't do anything. He had 15 touchdown passes.
You're going to pay a quarterback that much money in 2023, and he had 15 touchdown passes.
Right. But Arizona just gave Kyler Murray $230 million and $190 guaranteed. And he's under 500.
Yeah.
And he's won nothing.
Lamar Jackson has 16 losses in his career.
Yes.
He has an MVP, a unanimous MVP, by the way. They were a 14-win team and a one seed. And the year they lost in the playoffs, they had more than 500 yards of offense in that game. Tennessee, the luck factor was off the charts. And by the way, Baltimore had a home field. They would have hosted Kansas. I don't know if Kansas City goes to Baltimore and wins that game.
Yeah, right.
I have no idea.
Right. So, yeah, right. 45-16. And rarely did they have him, no help at wide receiver for the most part.
Yeah, and look at how much help the Cardinals have given Kyler Murray.
Good point. And they also wouldn't spend money at the position helping him out. So you look at the record and the resume and the one seed and the MVP, and they're like, I don't even want to talk to the guy. Don't even want to talk to the guy. And Bill Barnwell from ESPN comes out with this beautiful article of ranking the top 16 teams that should work out a deal and talk to him and try to get something done. And Atlanta's at the top, and I agree. And keep in mind, Atlanta was hot and heavy for Watson. Watson, mm-hmm. with 20 cases hanging over his head. I don't want to talk to Lamar Jackson.
Well, that's the player, though, who screwed this entire thing up for
Brown,
everybody.
Haslam, yes.
Haslam was a...
Absolutely.
I mean, they were, and this speaks to generally how desperate teams get that need a guy at that position, right? Because they whiffed big time on Baker Mayfield, and they've whiffed for as long as I can remember at that position. So they're like, okay, Watson, troubled past, doesn't matter. Here's fully guaranteed. And now basically every other owner, they don't want to go down that same exact path with Lamar Jackson, who, by the way, is kind of hurting himself with the no agent factor.
Oh, sure.
So that doesn't help out either.
Right.
I could not believe, again, would you rather give up two first round picks for Lamar Jackson, as you said, cheaper price right now than Watson and Wilson, or for all these quarterback teams, and right, the Bears are open for business. You're going to give up a bunch of picks for an unproven player in the draft? I mean, there's a slight possibility one of these four quarterbacks ends up being better than Lamar Jackson, but I'd say it's highly unlikely.
Oh, absolutely.
Highly unlikely.
Absolutely, right? And then think about what you have to give up for him, okay? Watson went for three number ones and more picks, and Wilson went for two number ones and two twos and players as well. This never happens. An MVP is on the market here, and you can have him. I like what Benjamin Solak tweeted. Houston, Atlanta, Las Vegas, Tennessee, Washington should all pick up the phone immediately, and even New England, San Francisco, and Detroit should get involved too. Now, Miami is interested because they can't do the offer sheet because they don't have the first-round pick.
Yeah, there's a way around that eventually.
Yes.
But they don't have the 2023 first-round pick, what kind of hampers them a little bit. But so that's going to kind of kill them. And maybe, you know, again, that was the immediate reaction yesterday. Maybe these, because they have until, I believe, the middle of July to actually imagine that, if we have to drag this out that far, and then training camps around the corner, and then, oops, here comes a team that slides in and says, yeah, here's the offer sheet. They have until, like, the summertime to do this with Lamar. So they could change their mind on this, but I thought it was just so bizarre how that was like in unison.
Yes.
What did it take? 15 minutes? All of a sudden we knew that every team made it a point to tell somebody in the media no interest whatsoever.
Well, these guys know what they're doing. These guys who cover the league, ever say, okay, wow, this is great. This could be it for Atlanta. It's right. And then immediately, we're not interested.
Right.
I mean, what do you mean you're not interested?
Sure.
You got Desmond Ridder as your quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
You're not interested.
Carolina, no interest.
So it's just, okay. We have to punish Haslam. We have to punish the Browns. And there's no way this can happen with the guaranteed deals. And it was an egregious mistake what they did with Watson. But it's, I don't know. I don't know what happens now. I can't wait to talk to Lombardi. I don't know how this plays out now.
Yeah.
But again, the guy, Danny Dimes makes more money than he does now. And you could get this guy for two number ones. The other thing, I mean, Barnwell talked about, maybe it could be less than that, too. I mean, what if Houston comes in and says, hey, I'll give you the number two pick. Let's start there. And I don't even have to, in terms of what I can give, and they work out a sign and trade,
right,
which could happen. Again, it's also historic. It's only the sixth time that a QB got the non-exclusive tag. It's the first time since Cousins in 2016.
Yeah, it doesn't happen very often.
Matt Castle in 09, Breeze in 05 with the Chargers, Jim Harbaugh, 96 with the Colts, and Steve Young in 1993. Yep. So
a couple of tweets, by the way, from players. J.J. Watt, why are all these teams so publicly out on Lamar Jackson? MVP winner in his prime at the most important position in the entire NFL. What am I missing here? RG3, Jackson is a unanimous MVP and has led the NFL in passing touchdowns, is 26 years old, 45-16 as a starter, and all the quarterback needy teams are saying they aren't interested. Don't smell right to me. His words on Twitter, Robert Griffin III. They're spot on.
Yep.
I'll tell you a team, and this would be, oh boy. If Daniel Snyder with the Commanders, they need a quarterback, trying to sell the team.
Sure.
If this is his parting gift to the league, where he says, all right, nobody else wants him, I do. I am going to give out two first-round picks to Baltimore, a team that's in our very own region. I'm going to bring in Lamar Jackson, and I'm selling the team. And he's going to give the bird to every single owner and Roger Goodell at the same exact time.
That I'd like to see.
Don't count that out. In fact, you can bet on this. Where is Lamar Jackson going to end up? If the odds are right, I'd say take a little bit of pizza money on the Commanders.
Yeah, yeah. Well, maybe Las Vegas does something, because apparently they're the one team that's not out. But this is...
Yeah, they right away, the reaction from here was from the Raiders was, no, we don't have any. And then a couple hours later, it's like, no, they're not ruling anybody out.
Yeah.
So, and I've been saying this now going back to, I think, probably December. Lamar Jackson needs to really consider going to the NFC, because what he's playing against in the AFC, and let's assume for a second that this Aaron Rodgers story and Woody Johnson left LAX, well, he left Los Angeles last night in his plane at 11:26 p.m. Pacific time. They met with Rodgers for 11 hours, according to reports. So if they get that deal done, I mean, look at who he is competing against in the NFC at that position. Who's the best quarterback? Jalen Hurts in the NFC? I think beyond that, you can rank these guys however you would like, but it's Stafford, Goff, Prescott,
right.
Cousins, Danny Dimes, Carr, Purdy, Geno. Terrible.
Yes.
You stay in the AFC, and that's why I'm saying, like, Carolina, no interest, Atlanta, no interest, you're out of your minds. But if you were to stay in the AFC, I mean, we're talking about Mahomes and Burrow and Allen and Herbert and Trevor Lawrence and Watson and Wilson and Tua and then maybe Aaron Rodgers.
My God.
I've been saying this forever. The NFC would make more sense. And a team in that conference cannot just automatically say, no, we have no interest in this guy. You're out of your minds. And it was early. They have time to change their opinion on this and change their minds, and I would not be surprised if one of them actually does that. And they come together and meetings are like, hold on a second here. Have we really thought this through? We can get Lamar Jackson for two firsts, and this is who we're going to compete against in our division to come out? Come on.
Well, yeah. If you're Atlanta and Carolina, it's a dream. This is a dream scenario
100%.
Here. And you're all in on Watson if you're Atlanta. Now we don't want to talk to him. Then Carolina with an aggressive owner. And the garbage they've had at quarterback,
and
this is available? Come on, right? Give me a break, please. Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook, the place to be. Can win up to $10,000 in bonus money by playing their exclusive Bet Rivers Squares. Place a qualifying bet. Get a square on the house. If the numbers on your square match the final score of the game, you win. Full terms and conditions available, BetRiversSquares.com.
We will begin to recap some of the action from last night, a loaded card in college basketball, and all three of those title games going on at the same time were very dramatic. And also, I've lost count at how many times a huge move happens in the NBA, and it doesn't come close to cashing. Plenty of examples of that last night. That's coming up in Win Some, Lose Some next here on Follow the Money. It's VSIN, the Sports Betting Network.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Wow, winning. Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Pauly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
Well, would you look at that? The hottest team in the NBA at home against a bad team, and the Knicks lose outright to Charlotte. Plus 350 on the money line. Double-digit favorite. And the winning streak is over. They had a big lead in that game.
Massive lead.
A big at halftime.
And for all teams to blow a game against and snap the winning streak,
yep.
It's Charlotte?
Yep.
Oh, good Lord.
Yep. Unbelievable. Jazz Mavs over. 232 up to 237. That's a winner. Zagalicious. That was unfortunate. The two championship games were over 5 minutes in. I saw Oral Roberts 19-3, and Gonzaga was up 28-14.
Of the late games, yeah.
The two late games, right.
Yep. And how good did Gonzaga look last night?
$1.20 to win the West Coast. They've won the West Coast tournament 10 of the last 11 years. Yeah. My God. Ran right through St. Mary's. This got over at midnight, local time. Northern Arizona won plus 180. Montana State won in double overtime in the late game. The championship is tonight. As Pat Forty tweeted, if you're ever going to make a case for a team that's 12, Northern Arizona was 9-22 coming into the tournament. They're in the championship game. Ah, Christ. Right? It's crazy. And they're getting 7 points.
Okay, but these are kids.
Yes.
Right. Adrenaline can take over a lot of times. They're not going to be worn out despite that narrative. And we can't have a 22-loss team get into the tournament.
I would hope not. Oh, man, they already took out the one seed, Eastern Washington. Five teams in the NHL last night were $3 or higher. They all won. They all didn't cover the puck line, but they got there. The Wild have played 8 unders in a row and 16 of 18.
They've also been extremely good first period to the under.
Yep, and Win Some, we're going to have a Black Friday NFL game for the first time. Amazon for free. It's going to kick at 3 Eastern on Black Friday. Good news there. Subscribe, be part of the team. VSiN.com. Watch the show live. VSiN.com. Eclectic mix. You always want to see these videos and tweets. Just a dog playing soccer with a turtle. And that turtle can move, Mitch. Look at the guy. He can scoot. He's coming in playing with the ball. Now look at him. The dog's got a lead. And here comes the turtle. He's aggressive. A little messy here. Here he goes. Little header from the turtle, and he's got it.
Yeah.
Coming in. I didn't expect to see this today.
He could score once or twice.
That's right. And he's pushing the ball across as well with the dog and the turtle playing a little soccer in the backyard. That is awesome. We love dogs. They're so smart. This is great. The owner has treats scattered all over the floor. One of the treats lands on the dog's paw, and he looks up because he notices the owner is picking up all the treats. He covers up the treat with his other paw, and he keeps it there. And once he turns his back, all right, I got a free treat here. He knows he's picking them up, and you can see that peekaboo. There you go. Covers it up about, don't look here. He's making eye contact the whole time, the dog. This is great. And covers up, and he gets a little snack. There he goes. Goes right in. Good for him. Sam's Town, local casino down the street. Oh, here's the feeling good all the time. Same player. $5 denomination, dealt 4 aces. Gets the kicker for 20,000. Moves over, Royal, 20,000.
Yeah.
Same player, same session. Incredible. Lose some. Mavs, 6.5 up to 11. Lucky they won the game. 5-22-1 when laying 5 or more.
Sure.
Can't defend?
These line moves in the NBA that you're going to run down are just... Yep. This has been going on for so long this year in the league now.
Sixers sat some people on the back-to-back. Embiid was great. T-Wolves plus 1.5. Went off a 3-point favorite at home. Routed by Philadelphia.
Buried. After the first half, never in the game.
Yep. Wizards from 6 up to 11. Lucky to win the game.
Another example.
Yep. Magic from 7.5 down to 2. No freak, no problem. Milwaukee blows them out.
You have to be so quick at the draw. And I'm all over everything yesterday, right? Screens, apps, betting, it's all open. So as soon as I noticed, and Paulie, I saw it the second the news broke. No Giannis last night. I tried to grab the Magic, plus 7.5 was out there. Every single book either moved it or took it off the board for like 30 seconds before I could even grab it. Incredible how fast they got that off, and I'm glad it would have been, I could have come back the other way, but Magic really never in that game.
Yep. You got to be concerned about the Warriors. They lose at OKC. They're 7-25 on the road. 7-25. Defending champs. What gives?
Yeah, how does this translate in the playoffs?
Oh, I know. Absolutely. Because they always get a game on the road in a series. Georgia Tech plus 1 went up a 2.5-point favorite and won by 1 against Florida State. One lose some. This is at the Flamingo Casino. Would you eat this? Would you attempt? Look at this Sunday. Oh, my God. You got the whipped cream, the M&Ms, the ice cream, the chocolate. What is that, a graham cracker? Look at the size of that thing. That's a swimming pool, how big that sundae is.
No, it looks awful.
Have you ever had it at that the Pepper Mill? The great spot.
No, I think I get the. Aren't they known for their shrimp cocktail?
Yes, but yeah, their sundaes are enormous too.
No, I would not take one. That looks.
You'd get sick.
Who thinks it looks good?
I try it.
I would not take a single bite out of that. Okay. Oh God!
All right, lose some for Mitch. Bad beats. Fairleigh Dickinson money line up 7 with 2:50 left against Merrimack. Didn't score the rest of the game. Lost by 1. They're in the tournament though, with the ridiculous ruling with the transition.
Right.
And the Columbus was plus 260. They led Pittsburgh 4-0 and lost. Oh, my God.
I think that was 3-0 first period out of the gates, Blue Jackets.
I think you are correct. Win some, lose some, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. If your first wager loses, receive a free bet equal to your stake up to $500. Learn more, BetRivers.com. Had an incident coming in. A guy was all over me, tailgating, big time, big time. How do you play that? And we can tie it and want to hear from you guys as well. FTM at VSiN.com. Tweet at us. At VSiN Live. I if someone makes a mistake or cuts me off, whatever, I'll give them the horn. And people say, I'd be careful with that, with the road rage. You never know. How do you treat that? Do you make the guy go around you? If a guy's just riding your ass for blocks and blocks
at 3 o'clock in the morning?
Well, do you think time's a factor too?
yeah, I do. But even if it's at noon, yeah, I'm not. I want nothing to do with people at this point.
But you give them the brakes.
No,
not full slam on him,
but it's a bad idea.
Something happens.
That's not a good idea. You don't know. Maybe he's not paying attention. Could be on the phone. I don't know. Was it a big truck?
No.
No, okay. No, you got to just play it cool. In my opinion, I don't think you do anything.
Comes out of nowhere.
What do you want to do? Hammer the brakes, get into an accident that is he said, she said?
That's the other thing. There's three lanes that are open.
Just go around you.
What are you doing? Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of annoying. Like, they should notice that and say, hey, I can get around this guy, no problem.
Right.
Did he follow you for a long time?
A couple minutes.
That's odd.
I'm not in the fast lane. That's the other thing. Yeah. I'm not in the fast lane.
No, you can't. Sure. You can't do anything. You never know what the other person's, what's going on in the other car. You never know.
It is so bad out here.
Oh, I'm telling you.
As I talked about when I got hit and the guy ran the stop sign. You pay attention. You don't. How many people blow red lights and stop signs out of control?
In the last week alone, because I do pay attention to this stuff. This is yesterday. In fact, I'm walking the dogs, and there is a truck that was like covered in mud. I don't know where that person was coming from. They ran a stop sign in my neighborhood. I'm not joking. 30 miles an hour. It's a right, but there's a stop sign. 30 miles an hour. And last week, if I didn't stop at a four-way intersection. And I was going to have the right of way because I was going to get to the stop sign before the guy coming from the right. I noticed, I'm thinking to myself, I don't think this dude's going to slow down. Massive truck, right? I bet you, because he's like going left. he's going around the corner that fast. I bet you he ran that stop sign at 45 miles an hour. If I didn't notice that at the stop sign and had I taken off, I would have been killed. There's no doubt in my mind. A big truck that's souped up, huge tires, and he has no regard for human life. Yeah. It would have been a miracle to stay alive. And it happens every single day. And I can't even tell you how often, because I have to pass through, 3 or 4 school zones? I mean, they couldn't flash the lights anymore if they tried. It's all over the place.
Sure it is.
And it says 15 miles an hour or 25 miles an hour, and there are kids everywhere. And you go 15 miles an hour, you play it cool, the fine's going to be gigantic, and you're respectful for the people walking.
Yeah, right.
People blow by me, I'm guessing, at 35, 40 miles
an hour. You're
kidding. Every single day.
I feel bad for
Without fail.
Yeah, I feel terrible for our boss. That guy ran a stop sign.
Yeah.
Nailed him. Ran a red light. Nailed him. And it hit and run.
Took off.
Good. Yeah.
From what I understand, that happens in our city, like per capita, I think as much or more than like any other city in the country, where people just, they get into, something happens, they take off, or it's a stolen car, or they don't have insurance, one of the three.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Amen, brother.
Yeah.
My God.
Up next, again, a full slate today. Some of the big boys get into action in college basketball, and we have plenty of basketball games. The day started off
good winner.
Yeah.
A lot of first
good
half
positive
unders.
Way yesterday.
Yes, Aaron Moore.
Had that right out of the gates. No chance to go over. Josh Applebaum will join the program. VSiN contributor. We'll get a market update from him today on these games next here on VSiN. Follow the money.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Bet Rivers Online book, the place to be, going up to $10,000 in bonus money by playing their exclusive Bet Rivers squares this basketball season. Place a qualifying bet, you get a square on the house. If the numbers on the square match the final score, you win. Full terms and conditions available, BetRiversSquares.com. Great house specials and menu. Good luck.
Here we go. Sports betting analyst Josh Applebaum joins the program now. His two podcasts are called Market Insights and Morning Bets. You can get them wherever you listen to your podcast. And he's also a Bostonian. So this is a very exciting time, Josh. I know that DraftKings, certainly they're opening up for business on Friday to the folks there. But this is such a cool time. You guys have been begging for legal sports betting forever. And here you go. What a week, huh?
Yeah, it's fantastic, Mitch and Paulie. Great to be with you. And you're totally right, Mitch. You know, we've been waiting forever. I mean, you know, up until over the summer when they legalized sports betting, you know, it was pretty much every New England state except ours having legal betting. You had to go to New Hampshire. You had to drive to a different state to get down. Well, that changed. Obviously, now you have been able to bet in person at 3 different casinos in Massachusetts, led by the Encore, which is right in Boston. So you've had legal betting in person for about a month now. But the big one here is mobile betting, because mobile betting launches just 2 days from now on Friday at 10 a.m. And if you look at all the different stats from the gaming commissions, they have to report their numbers. You know, I love being at the book. I love going to see you guys in Vegas. I love going to different books on the East Coast. There's nothing better. But if you look at where the numbers are and where the money's at, it's all mobile betting, guys. The handle, pretty much in all the states that are legal, it's like 90% of the handle comes from mobile betting. So really excited here. There's going to be 7 books that go live here on Friday. Cannot wait. And I think as a sports bettor, if you're in Boston, if you're in Massachusetts like me, you're a free agent. Go look at to get the best bonus that you can for all these different books. They want your action. They're fighting for your service. So make sure you get the best sign-up bonus you can and look to take advantage of maybe a plus money number here with your bonus money. So if you're looking at maybe a futures bet, close to our heart in Boston, the Bruins are plus 400 right now. The Celtics are plus 300. The Patriots, don't get me started. They're 60-1 here, but yeah. I'd look for a plus money prop with mobile betting about to launch.
Yep, so would I. And if you want like some more instant gratification than waiting a couple of months, and I know fans there are going to want to get down on the local teams for sure, but I would look at some of these teams to win their conference tournaments in college basketball, or maybe a team to make a Final Four run, something along those lines. And let's begin today with the college basketball card. The Big Ten starts. This is a pretty fascinating matchup. Both these teams, well, neither one had a good season. And Wisconsin is taking on Ohio State. This game opened up, Josh, Buckeyes -1, and they're taking money. Ohio State's now -2 this morning. Do you agree with that line move?
So I'm not sure if I agree or disagree, but I know that I like the line move here, guys. I think it's a fishy play in favor of Ohio State. And you hit the nail on the head here, Mitch. Why is Ohio State favored in this game? Again, two things the public's going to look at, no matter what game they're getting on, getting down on, but especially when you get to conference tournament time, it's going to be your seeding. It's also going to be your one loss record. So Ohio State's 13-18. They're the 13 seed in this conference tournament. Wisconsin 17-13. They're the 12 seed. So Ohio State has the worst record, and they've also have the worst ranking here or seeding based on this conference tournament. Yet, what are we seeing? We're seeing, as you mentioned, Mitch, a short number here. Ohio State as the opener -1. Now you're up to 1.5, 2. So why is this line going toward the fishy side, Ohio State, when on paper they're the worst team? Now they haven't been playing that bad down the stretch. You know, obviously they've had a poor year, but they did win 2 of their last 3. You did see Wisconsin lose 3 of their last 5. So this is one of those angles to me where I want to take the side that doesn't make sense. I'll go with Ohio State here. You also look at the public. The public's saying easy bet here. Take Wisconsin. They're the dog. You got to take the points. 60% of bets here on Wisconsin. Yet this line keeps going to the Buckeyes. Only about 40% bets, but almost 60% of the money. And if you look at the on paper, guys, stats-wise, Ohio State has a couple reasons to look at them here today. They are the better offense, 73 a game versus 65. Better field goal shooting, 46% versus 42%. And a rebounding advantage, 37 versus 31. So KenPom has Ohio State winning by 1 point. It's a short number here. I'm going to go money line here on -125. Take the fishy Buckeyes.
Okay.
Spot.
How about West Virginia and Texas Tech? West Virginia 4, 4.5. I don't know what to make of Texas Tech now with the coach suspended and Adams. What do you think of this game and West Virginia on the bubble?
Yeah, Paul, you mentioned a really good angle here in terms of kind of a supplementary factor or an X factor that could be affecting this line move with your head coach being suspended for insensitive comments that he made. You're going to have an interim coach here for Texas Tech. And since those comments were made by Adams, they've struggled. Texas Tech has lost 3 straight going into this matchup. Now they're facing off against West Virginia, who's playing pretty well here. They've won 3 of their last 4. Huggins has been in this spot a million times, has a lot of experience. And the market is going toward West Virginia. It looks to be, I don't know if it's a love for West Virginia or just a fade of the turmoil and controversy around Texas Tech, because West Virginia opened as a very short favorite around -2, 2.5. We saw them get all the way up to 4.5. There's been a little buyback. You're seeing most shops now down to 4 here. But this is notable because you're only getting about 60% of bets here in West Virginia. They're not a huge public play. They're taking into account almost 80% of the money. So it tells me big money here going with West Virginia, laying the points in this spot. KenPom has him winning by 3. He has him ranked much higher, 17 versus 53. Also, guys, keep an eye on the total here. We get to these conference tournaments. Neutral sites tend to lean on neutral court unders, especially if you're playing the back-to-back or you saw it again, Gonzaga, that one going under last night. But this total did drop. It opened around 147. You're down to 146. Public's on the over, yet this thing has fallen. Both these teams are pretty slow tempo, around 67 or 69. So I'd be leaning to bet against the turmoil here with Texas Tech. Look toward WVU, and I do like that under in that spot.
One final game here on the card this morning. Richmond plays George Mason, open up pick, and the number continues to move. In fact, looks like Caesars just went from 2.5 to 3, and some books have 2.5 on it, but most now looking at, you know what, where we sit,
Circus 3.5 here.
Circus has 3.5, yeah. Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Boy, thoughts on this game, Josh?
Yeah, it's getting steamed here, Mitch. You're totally right, and I think the angle here is that, you know, it's not like one of these big games tonight where you're getting, you know, primetime spot, ESPN, you know, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, heavily bet primetime. No, this is kind of a obscure game here. We have 30 different, you know, 30 plus games, conference tournament games today. This is kind of one that's flying under the radar, but now with the sharp money here, it looks like it's really favoring George Mason at home. As you mentioned, Mitch is close to a pick 'em, a -1. We've seen now -3. You guys are totally right. It's popping now. 3.5 with this line move further toward George Mason. And this is notable to me because Richmond actually looked really good yesterday. First round of the A-10 tournament. They crushed UMass 71-38. George Mason has the better record. They're 19-12. They've won 6 straight, but they haven't played in a while. You know, they had to bye in the first round. And they haven't played since the fourth. So it's kind of that eternal question when you're handicapping a game, guys. Rest versus rust. Would you rather be rested and have more time to game plan? Or would you rather have some momentum going into the match? So the fact that you're seeing a rested team off a bye with George Mason taking in all this money tells me that really wise guys or respected bettors, they're not worried about a rust spot. Looks like they like an angle here with George Mason. So I'd be leaning toward George Mason and laying the points.
You can follow Josh on Twitter. He is at Josh_insights. And again, his podcasts are called Morning Bets and Market Insights, available wherever you listen to your podcast. Josh, thanks for the time as always. Best of luck today.
You too, guys. Appreciate it.
Yep. Back at you. All right, so I know that at some point today, the screen's going to light up like July 4th, like it has been the last couple of days. And New Mexico now moving from 7 to 7.5 against Wyoming at some books. So this is, you know, as I said yesterday, love being on the air live during this time because with the loaded schedule like today, tomorrow, Friday, they just in the morning, that's when stuff's going to take off. That Wisconsin Ohio State number is
how about that?
Weird to me.
Yeah,
going in the Buckeyes' favor.
Is Wisconsin out if they lose?
I don't think they're in. I don't think. Let me check the bracket matrix here. How good is their? You know, here's the thing that they this doesn't. I don't think the committee talks about this really. What do they have? 17 games that finished 5 points or fewer, the margin of victory. It's the most in like years in this sport. So they could have had, you know, the coin flip games go their way. If it would have been the other way, they would have probably been locked in right now. As of right now, the bracket matrix, they're on the outside looking in, but they're very close.
Are they last four out?
They would be maybe the last team out.
Okay. Well, this will do it then. They can't get it done today. Yeah. And what do you do with the Texas Tech game? That is.
I think that you are pretty happy if you're holding on to West Virginia minus 2.5 in pocket right now.
Yeah.
On the opening number.
Yeah. The George Mason move. That's a good size move. And I think you're going to get a lot of support later today for Northern Arizona, the dog in the late game. The title of the big sky, considering what happened with Montana State last night.
I think you're right. I was considering a bet on West Virginia to win the Big 12 at 15-1.
All right.
But they play today. With a win, they would then march on to get Kansas in the second round. If they beat Kansas, they might get a team, well, it's going to be Baylor or Iowa State. Then if they win that game, they're in the title game, and then they have to play, you know, Texas, Kansas State, one of those teams in the bottom half of the draw. So I don't know, 15, the rollover parlay there would probably, but now that they're a 4.5-point favorite against Texas Tech, might decrease it a little bit, but also that's the gauntlet we're talking about here. That's a very difficult road for West Virginia.
Yes.
Come out of the Big 12. Mm-hmm. I do not have a bet in that conference tournament. And as I said, when I looked over the draw and the numbers earlier this week, I considered West Virginia, but I mean, you can make a case for almost every single team.
You can.
So to me, it's too difficult to really find a good angle there to bet on. Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. More college basketball coming up today. We have three title games on the slate, and some of the big boys are going to get involved. Like we said with the Big Ten, ACC's in action. The Big 12 has more games. The Pac-12, we'll run it down for you here coming up on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today. Get everything you need to bet the madness for only $19. Whether you're filling out a bracket or betting against the spread, we'll get you ready for every game. You get every play from every host and guest, the betting splits tool, the guide, breakdown of every team, and picks from Brent Musburger. Sign up today, get the betting guide plus full access to VSiN through the end of the tourney for only $19. VSiN.com/subscribe.
I would say this about the college basketball betting board and the numbers. I think sometimes, well, probably most of the time, the openers here are, at this time of year, Paulie, they have so much data to go on. The opening numbers are probably pretty close to where they should be. And I'll give you an example. Last night, I was on, and I said this on the air, I bet the Charleston game over 139. That moved to 143, a four-point move on a total this time of year. Is pretty big, right?
I liked it, too.
And so, at the under 16 timeout in the first half, I tweeted this out. It's a complete dead under. And I got out of some of my bet. Not all of it. So, I could just, it was going to be a bloodbath in that game last night. And the defense, and it was, the first 4 minutes, I thought to me was, this game could go to overtime. I might get burned by doing this. But it appears as if this is going to be a defensive-minded game. And I was dead wrong on the handicap of this. And so was the market by moving 4 points. So, that opener was closer to where it should have been than where it moved. Maybe this West Virginia game today gets out of control and Texas Tech is going to be the right side to take. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And today we have three more title games.
Yes.
And you brought this up earlier. So explain again what happened in the Big Sky Championship that we have today as a result of last night and now with this betting number being around 7 right
Montana
now.
Montana State's the 2 seed. They went to double overtime last night in the semifinal. It got over at 11:47 local time. And they now take on 22-loss Northern Arizona for the bid tonight at 8:30 Pacific. And I already took 7. You know, as Alan Boston said, college basketball expert, one of the best to ever do this, about how important it is to watch games and what you said, too, about your in-play here with Charleston. Well, the other thing is go off instincts more than numbers now this time of year because crazy things happen. Like this, a team that was 9-22 is 40 minutes away from going to the tournament. And they shocked the 1 seed, Eastern Washington. They hit a 3 from almost half court to win. And now here they are against, I totally agree with the Pat Forty from Sports Illustrated. If ever a game sets up for a 12-22 team, you catch an opponent off a double overtime brawl that was ugly. 48 all at the end of regulation.
Yep.
And they survive in double overtime. So you can get 7 right now with Northern Arizona. It's also, you know, riding that wave of emotion here. And this us against the world mentality and how bad they were. You know, it's also, you know, how silly this is, how this sets up with these conference tournaments. Alan even said to me, I would just come out and just play man-to-man and tank the regular season, and then throw a tricky zone at somebody, which they've never seen, because all I have to do is win 3 games anyways to get in. How funky this is, how it sets up. So here's a team that was 9-22, and now they've won 3 in a row, and they're in the championship, and your opponent is off a double overtime slugfest.
Yeah, as of right now, I honestly have no opinion on this game, but I'll tell you what I might consider. If this number comes down too far, or if it goes somehow back the other way, and I don't think it will because it did open 7 and now it's down to 6.5. Like if Montana State comes down to let's say a 5-point favorite or 4.5, then I think I'll probably hop in on Montana State at that point.
They swept them in the regular season. One of the games was by 1 point, though.
Yeah.
So that's for the bid tonight in the Big Sky. The other one is Southland, and I'll be watching early start, 2:30 Pacific. A&M Corpus Christi is laying 2 against the great mascot, the Demons, Northwestern State. They beat them by Corpus Christi won by 6 in the first meeting. So this is chalk here, and Corpus Christi laying 2 in this game.
So KenPom has this a 2-point game, 77-75, and that's exactly where the point spread is right now. Bart Torvik, who, and by the way, this is something that you're going to hear a lot about, probably, if we run down all these numbers. Torvik has it 76-74. So this is going to speak to my point of how these numbers are so tight. KenPom and Bart Torvik are basically in unison on almost every single game right now.
Yeah.
And again, it's March, so they have, what, 4 months to go on with their data? So it's going to be very clear. And the opening numbers, by the way, are going to be right around where their numbers are going to be. And that's, you know, a lot of the time books will just look at the KenPom numbers, or they have in the past and said, well, we're just going to pop up whatever KenPom has.
Yeah.
And that could be incorrect, but that's you'll see this. I mean, they're so close today, and it kind of makes some sense.
Well, as you tweeted yesterday, good luck playing Oral Roberts in the first round if you're a 5. Oral Roberts probably a 12 seed. I mean, that is, when do you see that? You're up 30 points in the championship game, right?
That was right away in the first half.
Yeah, they couldn't miss. I put it on. It's 19-3. Good God. But does the same thing happen tonight in the Patriot League? Colgate went 17-1, ran right through the league. 17-1 in conference, won the league by 6 games. They are at home. They're doing the right thing. They get a home game here. They're laying 14 against the 6 seed Lafayette, who is 11-22. They should have been American. Come on. They blew a 5-point lead with 15 seconds. So you should have no problem with this team. That's a lot of points, though, but you are at home, and you're laying 14 tonight for a spot in the tournament as well, and Colgate deadly from 3. But here it is again, right? It's Lafayette, where no one's giving us a chance. Yeah. At least they have to do it on the road. Good thing about the Patriot here. But Lafayette 11-22 and catching a bunch of points on Colgate's home floor here for the Patriot League.
Yeah, and what were they, 230, I believe, as the favorite to open up on the outrights in this tournament?
Yes.
I saw
as high as 260.
Okay, so Oral Roberts in the semifinals, they were in a battle.
They were fortunate
to survive.
Yeah.
But the way it played out last night in the title game, like to bet them on a future at minus 180, it proved to be, like last night, it was a rocking chair game for you.
Yeah.
Game was over with 5 minutes in.
Well, to your point, I mean, Colgate, they're laying 14 here. They did get the break where the 2 seed got beat, and they're playing a 6 in the title game. They're also laying, I think they were laying same point spread in the semis, 15, 16, whatever it was, and then they were a huge favorite in the quarters. So, the 230 seems like a gift right now. If you laid that,
yeah,
but
you got to
win this game. You got to win this game if you're Colgate.
Yeah, and are you involved at all?
No, neither am I.
Do you want to get involved in the ACC where North Carolina plays against Boston College today? And Boston College struggled for a while against Louisville in that game.
Oh yeah,
Louisville 4 wins on the season. So
worst season in school history.
Oh yeah.
Oh wow.
Without a doubt.
You know, 4-28. That'll do it.
So Carolina is now laying 10, or 10.5 actually in this game.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. I'm willing to wager that if you like Boston College in this game, and you might have to hold your nose, I would say probably wait, because I can envision a scenario where North Carolina certainly shoots up today in this game. They could be involved on every single money line parlay. They have to have the game, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, but also you have to factor in, they have to make a run here to get in the tournament, and they have to be, your fatigue could set in, right? And you want to worry about, you just want to win the game and get guys healthy and rested for tomorrow when you win. I want Boston College first half. I like the angle. We already played a game, right? So to me, it'd be Boston College first half in this one. And there's just, I mean, what a major disappointment. Preseason number 1 set the record here for losses.
Here's a handful of teams that they're behind as of right now. They're behind Wisconsin, North Carolina now I'm talking about.
Right, yeah, sure.
They're behind Wisconsin. And all of these teams are out of the tournament, by the way. Out. Behind Wisconsin, behind Oklahoma State, behind Arizona State, behind Michigan, probably behind Clemson. So what is that? 5 teams I just rattled off?
Yeah.
And what if those teams, what if Wisconsin wins today? Oklahoma State is favored against Oklahoma. Probably won't be easy, but what if they win that game?
They got a little bit of a break last night, too. Carolina did beat Charleston, and now Charleston 31-3, and they're in the tournament. That can help a little bit. But
yeah, I would say so.
But you're right. You're in this position for a reason. You had a lousy season. So you can't trust these teams this time of year. And then what you're laying? I mean, that's crazy. The second game's Wake and Syracuse. Wake laying 3. They just played. Syracuse pounded them.
Yeah. It's a very high total, by the way.
Syracuse won by 11. So Colorado State swept Fresno. That's a low point spread out here. Mountain West Washington beat Colorado by 3. You have that game. UNLV just played Air Force at home, beat them by 1. Had no business winning the game. And Humans likes Air Force. UNLV's laying 7, 7.5. And there will be nobody at the game.
No, nobody at that game today. It'll take you 30 seconds to take a head count on their home court.
Yes, it will.
That's in my opinion, I'm with Humans. That's too many points. I don't know why or how UNLV is laying that big of a number.
Yep. Oklahoma State's lost 5 of 6. They're leaking oil coming in, and they swept Oklahoma, though, but that's, I don't know how you want to approach that game as well. And your late game at 8:30 out here, Pac-12, Arizona State swept Oregon State, and Arizona State needs to do damage here and win a couple games to maybe have to win the whole thing to get in the tournament.
I'll give you a game that I have my eyes on right now. It's in the SEC. LSU currently laying 2 against Georgia. I'm intrigued by the Dogs plus 2, but if that number, and it's gone up, by the way, it opened 1, LSU's now 2. If that hits 2.5 or especially 3, I will be on Georgia in that game today. Up next, Michael Lombardi will join the program. Longtime NFL executive, current VSiN host. We'll talk NFL with him. Why would so many quarterback needy teams instantly say they're not interested in Lamar Jackson?
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.